All right, y'all. Steph Curry is out. What does that mean for the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and the NBA as a whole? Y'all know we got to talk about it, man. Seven Mitchell in the building. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Steph Curry, the NBA, got some big troubles, man. Let's get into this video. Y'all already know the vibes. Let's go. Oh, man, I'm looking at the breaking news that's going down in the NBA right now. You know, Steph Curry had got injured. He had that, what was it, an ankle injury? A left leg injury. He's expected to be out for a couple weeks. And more than likely, he's going to actually miss this NBA All-Star game. Steph Curry is down and out for a few weeks. He's going to miss the All-Star game in Utah. You know what I'm saying? I think that's crazy because the Golden State Warriors, they really realistically only playing like 500 basketball. And takeaway records aside, they haven't been consistently looking good at all. Now, I don't think that this injury is going to hinder Golden State's chances of making the playoffs or something like that. But man, this is definitely a blow when you talk about momentum or trying to gain or build momentum. How is Golden State going to do that without Steph Curry? And then Steph Curry is basically out for the All-Star game. So really, the million-dollar question is, who the hell is going to replace Steph Curry at the goddamn All-Star break? Pretty much at the end of the day, man, we're going to talk about who we feel is going to replace Steph Curry in the All-Star game. Salute to my brother Anthony in the building. Make sure you guys, man, enjoy daily NBA content. Make sure that y'all smash that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. And, of course, follow me everywhere on social media, 24/7, 365, when we're chopping it up, talking about this NBA content, man. So thank you guys so much for your support. And definitely become a member on our YouTube channel at the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Now, let's get back to the get back. Let's look at some possibilities of the replacements. We got to first talk about who the hell got robbed of the All-Star pick in the first place. We got a Trae Young. We got Anthony Edwards. We got Jimmy Butler. You got Pau Siakam. You got James Harden. You got Anthony Davis. Of course, you got Jalen Brunson. Then you got the homie De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings. Who would y'all have, or who do y'all think is actually going to replace Steph Curry in the West or for that team or whatever? You know, the draft is going to be done the day of, so that's really not going to make that much of a difference right now as far as what team he's going to be playing on. But who's more deserving of this situation, man? Who's more deserving? You look at Anthony Edwards. AE has scored more points than Giannis, Embiid, LeBron, Randall, Ja, DeMar, Brown, Lillard, Lowry, Mitchell, Durant, Jokic, Steph, and Kyrie at a point this season. Now, James Harden to me, realistically, James Harden to me should be the replacement. When we talk about Steph going down, James Harden to me, in my eyes, is the next one up. Over De'Aaron Fox. Anthony Edwards is definitely solid, but, you know, I think Harden is more of a star than Anthony Edwards is right now. And Harden, for what it's worth, has been playing pretty well this season with Philly. Anthony Davis, you know, when we see AD, he's very productive, but AD has not been consistent enough. I don't even know why Anthony Davis is even in the conversation, you know, to be technical. Kawhi Leonard the same way. If Kawhi plays, Kawhi's an all-star, but has Kawhi been consistent? Like, that's just the bottom line. I don't think Kawhi should be able to replace Steph Curry. I mean, Trae Young, you know, I don't think those guys really fit the bill. I think James Harden does a better job, or James Harden fits the bill to replace Steph Curry. But honestly, I was feeling like the disrespect that James Harden was feeling from not getting picked in the all-star game, period, was going to be motivation for him that was going to be needed for Philly. I'm looking at skill set. James Harden got it all. One point he was notarized as one of the most dangerous offensive guys in the game, but he always come up short. So James Harden need to find some type of motivation, you know, to really get over the hump. And being snubbed from the All-Star game, I thought probably was going to do it. Then you take in consideration Joel Embiid, what he's going through. I feel like he's being motivated, being robbed of the MVP last year from Jokic. He's in second place now, so he could get robbed again. Who knows? So those guys in Philly individually got some more motivation in front of them that could help their team once we get into April and May, you know, possibly June, if Philly can get that far. So me personally, I thought it was good that James Harden didn't get selected because he needed some type of drive, some type of motivation. But now that Steph Curry is out, when you look at the landscape of who's available, I don't know how you don't go with James Harden. Either James Harden or Anthony Edwards, to be honest with you. But between the two, I would go with James Harden because he's done his job and Philly is playing better than Minnesota at the end of the day. But Anthony Edwards is definitely one of those guys who's deserving of it. And he, you know, in the future will definitely be an All-Star. I'm not even happy the way that people voted this year. Like, I thought the media did a bad job of how they voted for the All-Stars. I thought the fans did a terrible job on how they did the voting this year. Like, I just thought they did a terrible job. You can see some people really don't know basketball. They gave their opinion and their insight. And to me, it really screwed some things up. So at the end of the day, Steph Curry is going to be out for some weeks. He's not going to be in the All-Star game this year in Utah. Who's going to replace him? I'm thinking James Harden. James Harden or Anthony Edwards. But if I got to pick between the two, I'm going with Harden. I'm sorry. This is why I couldn't pick Kawhi or AD. This year alone, Kawhi's missed 25 games. AD has missed 24 games. So, nah. I'm not jacking neither one of them. James Harden has been available. So, why not give James Harden the nod? But James might not even want it. What if James don't want to be a replacement? You know, what if he feel like, nah, I ain't jacking that? I still think that's motivation. If he turned down the opportunity, then you know he felt some type of way about not being picked. So I think he going, you know, use that fuel to his advantage when we get into the second half of the season. So we'll see how this thing play out, but I just had to come to y'all real quick and give y'all the breaking news about Steph Curry. He is down and he is out for the next couple of weeks with this left leg injury that he just suffered, and he is definitely not going to be participating in this year's NBA All-Star game. So get well to Steph. It's going to hurt the Warriors, no doubt about it, but I don't think it's going to end any opportunities or chances of them, you know, making or not making it. So we'll see how that play out. Zion? Yeah, I think they forced that Zion pick. I think they forced that. That's why I said I'm disappointed in the media and the fans. They just didn't do a good job. This was a popularity contest when it comes to certain picks, man. Let's just be honest. Jalen Brunson, what he's done for the Knicks, and the Knicks are actually winning. It ain't like Jalen Brunson came over from Dallas and was doing good individually, but the Knicks wasn't winning. The Knicks are fucking winning. So how does Jalen Brunson not get the nod for an All-Star? So I would like to see them switch things up. I'm all for fan participation and all that stuff, but if you don't know what you're talking about, I don't really care so much that you're involving the fans. If the fans don't know shit, don't hurt the game. Don't hurt the game just because you want to include people and make them feel a part of the league or a part of what's going on. Don't sacrifice the quality of what we got in front of us just because you got the internet clowns wanting to, you know, get in where they fit in. I'm not jacking that. And then you got the media, pushing their own storylines and narratives. I was shocked when Kyrie Irving was selected. I almost fell off of my chair when Kyrie got selected. Not that he didn't deserve it, but I was just thinking to myself, who the hell is going to vote for Kyrie this season? He's been the villain. You know what I'm saying? I think they need to lead this thing back up to the players. Just like Anthony just said, the players should have the majority of the voting power on that. Absolutely, bro. If you want to get the fans, let the fans get involved when it comes to decision making of some of these other events. Like, you know, they got a lot going on when it comes to All-Star Weekend. But, you know, the hell with that. The hell with that. We already get a game that don't have no defense until the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? So we already know what it's going to be when it comes to the actual quality of the game. But don't be manipulating people's opportunities and chances to be an All-Star because you're your favorites and all that corny stuff. I'm not jacking that. So we'll see how this thing play out with Steph Curry, man. Make sure you guys smash that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. I am out of here. I'll catch you guys later. Peace. All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.